A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters, the glory of the Lord has shone upon us and shall ever be manifest among us until the day of his return. Through the rhythms of times and seasons, let us celebrate the mysteries of salvation. Let us recall the year's culmination, the Easter Triduum of the Lord, his Last Supper, his crucifixion, his burial, and his rising, celebrated between the evening of the 1st of April and the evening of the 4th of April. Each Easter, as on each Sunday, the Holy Church makes present the great and saving deed by which Christ has forever conquered sin and death. From Easter are reckoned all the days we keep holy. Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, will occur on the 17th of February. The Ascension of the Lord will be commemorated on the 16th of May. Pentecost, the joyful conclusion of the season of Easter, will be celebrated on the 23rd of May. And this year, the first Sunday of Advent will be on the 28th of November. Likewise, the Pilgrim Church proclaims the Passover of Christ in the Feast of the Holy Mother of God, in the Feast of the Apostles and Saints, and in the commemoration of the faithful departed. To Jesus Christ, who was, who is, and who is to come, Lord of time and history, be endless praise forever and ever. Amen. Now, you might be thinking, Father TJ has lost it in his first Christmas as a priest. Why is he singing about all of these dates that are to come? I have this app on my phone that'll tell me when Easter's going to be for the next 50 years. Why is he telling us this? The reason for that is the proclamation of the Feast of Easter at Epiphany. And the early church, back for centuries, had used this as a way to tell the faithful, these are the dates of the upcoming year that we are to celebrate. And the whole church waits with anxious breath, going, first Sunday of the year, here we are at Epiphany, when is Easter going to be? When is Ash Wednesday going to fall? When is the first Sunday of Advent going to fall this year? Because the church was excited about these upcoming days, these upcoming feasts. Today it's not so much a big deal, because like I said, we have it on our Blackberries, and we can get it on the internet as quick as we want. And we know for years when Easter's going to be, but the early church didn't. And so they had this great proclamation of these feasts and these times so that the church would just wait with anxiety, saying, all right, when is it? When is it going to be? When is Easter going to come? And that is a reminder to us of the centrality of the sacrament, of the sacrifice of Christ. It is the reminder to us how important Easter is to our faith, that it is the pinnacle of the whole liturgical year. It rises up all the way till we celebrate that Holy Thursday when Christ celebrated his Last Supper, his passion and his death, and then his resurrection on Easter when Christ conquered sin and death forever. And so the church reminds us with this great proclamation that that is what we are pointing towards. That is the light with which we are hoping to see. And it does it on this Feast of Epiphany, because Epiphany is when the light of Christ came to be manifest to all of the world. That the Magi come and see the star shining in the heavens, and they come to bring Jesus, the King, his gifts. And we come together today not to celebrate the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, but rather what those gifts represent. And those gifts are representing to Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior, who is the newborn King, who is God himself, who came to dwell among us, who came to be one of us, who joined with our humanity to celebrate all of the things that we embrace as humanity. Christ came to dwell and be a part of that. He is like us in every way except for sin. And Christ came to shine that light in the darkness of the world, to show to us, to show to the whole world how much he loves us. One of the neat connections of this epiphany and the light of Christ shining in our hearts and shining in the darkness is that shortly before Christmas, we celebrate the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. And then Christ, his light comes to shine the way. His light comes to shine in the darkness, and then now until June, the days are going to get longer and longer and longer, reminding us that the light of the Lord is in our lives, that his light is shining for us and is pointing our way. We celebrate the fact that we have that light of Christ here among us, that Christ's light dwells in our hearts, dwells in our lives, dwells in our minds, so that we can fall deeper in love with the great love that God has for all of us. We also come together to celebrate as one family, joined in our baptism. And in our baptism, we were given a light. We were told, receive the light of Christ. And your godparents and your parents were told, you are to keep this light shining brightly. And that is what we are called to do, to take that light of Christ that we have received here at Christmas, the light of Christ that's made manifest at the Epiphany, and take that light of Christ that's within us and carry it with us to the rest of the world, to shine his light into the darkness, to shine the light of Christ to all people so that they too may see the saving power of God in their lives. Next week we'll celebrate the baptism of the Lord. And so we'll talk more about that next week, but we join together this week to remind ourselves that Christ's light shines for us, shines in our lives, points us on our way. So we continue to celebrate this liturgy today. We give God great thanks for shining his light for us. We ask him to help us have the strength and the courage to illuminate the darkness of the world around us and bring Christ's light to the entire world.